6:43, 1320 WILS. You know, this warm weather makes me think about getting getting fit, getting into shape. Mark Wainish is with us. He's a health and fitness expert at burnbootcamp.com. Mark, thank you for joining us on WILS.
Hey, thanks, Mike.
Have you always been a fit guy yourself?
I have. I've been, grew up playing sports all the way through college, and then went in and, spent eight or so years in the military, serving in the Army around the world, and then ended up, stayed fit in my personal life. Yeah. And then just recently, I guess within the last year, got into owning a gym and a franchise, and now own a couple of them.
You're what, in your 30s or 40s or something?
41. 41. Wow. In December. Yep.
You've never developed any kind of gut or anything like that, huh?
Of course I did. You always develop a little bit of something and just try your best to keep it at bay. Yeah. But yeah, everyone goes through the swings up and down, even no matter how hard you try, and there's reasons for it. But yeah. Everyone goes through it.
So we still have a chance to lose some weight before we have to, take the jackets off in a few months. If you're going to pursue really losing weight specifically, is it the diet or the exercise that's going to be the key?
Yeah, it's got to be a combination of both, right? And everyone says, and you know this, everyone knows this mentally and logically, you'd say, hey, it's usually about 80% nutrition in your diet and then the other 20% fitness. And idea in doing that, there are a lot of different ways to work out. But what you want to do is make sure that those two complement each other, and what you're eating, and when you're going out and figuring out what you're putting in your body, you're doing that in a way that you're really focusing more on the macros than you are the fact that, these fat diets out there.
The macros you're talking about, the carbs, right, the fats, the protein. So do you think this low carb approach, does that help you lose weight? What does that do for us?
It's an approach, right? You don't want to drop the carbs all the way down. Your body needs that to sustain itself. So a lot, like I said, a lot of diets. Ultimately, what we do is we typically say your highest, you want to be, for most people, if you're supplementing with a decent workout, we usually coach people to be in the ballpark of around 50% proteins, 30% of your carbs, and then the last 20% will be enough.
20% is fat, right?
Yep.
Okay, so what about this approach I've heard about carb cycling, where some days you eat kind of a higher fat diet, low carbs, and the other days you go for this high carb, right? And it kind of plays around with your hormones and somehow makes you lose weight. Does that work?
Yeah, what it does is it kind of kickstarts. And again, it's back to complementing that with your workouts. So when you're doing that, you want to make sure that the day before you actually go into something where you're going to do you want to go low carb, higher protein if you're going to do weight training and lifting, so muscle growth, right? As opposed to the next day, we're going to do something like metabolic conditioning or aerobic conditioning, something along those lines. You want to have a high carb day before that. And what it's doing is it's making sure your body has the right fuel for the exercise and for the routine that you're going to do.
So someone in their, let's say, 40s or 50s that has not been exercising, right? Now, not like you, where we're, you're lifting weights 3-4 days a week?
Yeah, usually doing something, not just lifting weights, but doing something five or so days.
For someone that's been essentially sedentary, what do you say we should do the first month?
Yeah, what I'd say is first just get out there, find a place. And one of the things that we do at Burn Boot Camp is we really focus on the community aspect, because if you're going from being sedentary to getting out there, the idea is you're going through change, right? And your body which stresses your body and stresses you mentally. Have someone who's an accountability partner, and if you will, go with someone. And what we focus on is we have a base exercise for everybody, but you have the ability to modify it down. Do what you can do and keep your body moving for a period of 30 to 45 minutes where you're constantly moving. And each time you want to push yourself a little bit further, but don't push yourself to the point where you overdo it, where something hurts. You should feel strain, but not pain. And that's the piece you really want to focus on, is you just get off the couch. But you have to get active. That's the first thing. And really watch what you're eating.
What about the weights? Is that something you can kind of get started doing right away?
You can start with it. What I'd say is start with low weights. You want to make sure you're not getting into the heavier, more complex movements.
Should you feel soreness to have an effective weight workout? Should you feel like you did something?
Well, you'll naturally feel like you did something. You may not feel it right in the moment, and I wouldn't push yourself day one to feel it in the moment to make sure that you're straining. You should feel strain. You shouldn't, again, back to, you shouldn't feel that pain. You shouldn't feel soreness in that moment. And again, especially if you're just starting, as you get more mature in exercising, you can get to the point where you're straining yourself, but you'll know at that point where's the logical place, the right place to push yourself.
Yeah, now, when you're 20, I guess you kind of push things pretty hard. If you're in your 40s or 50s, right?
Yep.
How much time do you give yourself to just recuperate after you actually have a serious workout?
Well, and honestly, we tell most of our members, our average age is our mid-30s. We have plenty of people into their 40s and 50s that are coming to work out. And one of the things that we tell them is try to work out at least 3 to 4 days a week. Because what you're going to see is you're going to start losing any of the gains, any of the progress you made after about 72 hours of being sedentary.
What do you mean? You just start deflating? Is that what happens?
Yeah. No, you don't start deflating, but you won't. And any of the progress you've made, it starts to fall off a little bit if you're going more than 72 hours in between. And when I say going that long, it's being truly sedentary. But it really comes down, the best way to recover is within 30 minutes after your workout, have some sort of protein, whether it's a protein shake, have a good dose of chicken or something along those lines, but get that protein in because that's going to start your body to recovering. And then you can get on to working out that next day and coming right back to it and really want to focus on those two things.
You don't want to lose, I mean, gains. Once you've made them, to give them back, that's painful. Mark Wainish, find him at burnbootcamp.com. Mark Wainish, health and fitness expert here on WILS. Thank you, Mark.
Thanks so much. Have a great day.
Yep, you too.